AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports on talks over the U.S. peace proposal to end the Russian-Ukraine war.
President Trump says there's progress, and spokeswoman Caroline Levitt says while there are still delicate details to sort out, they are not insurmountable. In Paris,
we should seize this momentum.
French President Emmanuel Macron virtually addressed the so-called Coalition of the Willing, along with the UK's Keir Starmer.
In large part, the majority of the text looks as though Vladimir is indicating can be accepted.
A U.S. official says Army Secretary Dan Driscoll spent several hours in Abu Dhabi with Russian officials who have not said much about the plan. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
National Weather Service meteorologist Bradley Brokamp in Houston says the tornadic activity did a lot of damage in the area.
We saw a lot of roofing damage that had occurred over the area. There's a lot of residential homes. There's a fire department building that had taken a bit of siding damage on it. I saw a shed that had gotten tossed and also crushed. Plenty of trees falling on cars too. So pretty decent damage, and again, a lot of debris also scattered across most of the area too.
Some families are opting to adopt turkeys this Thanksgiving. In an AP interview, Lynette Cook, the education manager at Love and Arms Animal Sanctuary, which promotes adopting turkeys, says families can donate money for their lifelong care.
We really highlight our turkey residents that you can sponsor. It's $25 and it helps provide them with some really exceptional care. Health care, it provides them with social and emotional care, food, veterinarians. It's just a really fantastic program where you can spend $25 to care for a turkey instead of having one on your plate.
This is AP News. Critics are criticizing the Trump administration's intention to end Myanmar's deportation protection.
Rights groups have slammed the Trump administration's decision to end protected status for Myanmar citizens due to the country's notable progress in governance and stability, even though it remains mired in a bloody civil war and the head of its military regime faces possible UN war crimes charges. In her announcement Monday, ending temporary protection from deportations for citizens of the country, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem said the situation in Burma had improved enough that it's safe for Burmese citizens to return home. Meanwhile, Phil Robertson, Director of Asia Human Rights and Labour Advocates, said in a statement, Secretary Noem is seriously deluded if she thinks the upcoming elections in Myanmar will even be remotely free and fair. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.